Hello, on this Juneteenth, we have Janae or Janae, Janae,
Janae.
Janae, who on the internet is known as, okay, let me see if I can get your name right because I screw up on names all the time. That I have like a northern accent and just often I make weird pronunciation of things.
Yeah.
So, T Sundre,
It's Sundere.
T Sundre, okay. But you are a cosplayer. I mean, on social media and also, I mean, how, first of all, before even just talking about how this began, like, how do you feel about this day? Because we're recording on June 19th, which is known as Juneteenth,
Yeah.
historically the abolishment of slavery.
Yeah. I think, like, especially now, it's been getting a lot more attention, which is also honestly a great thing because a lot of people didn't know about it. Me myself, I didn't know about it until like 3 years ago, like what it even was. So I'm glad that it's actually being recognized as like an actual holiday. So it's a really good way for people to educate themselves and know like what actually happened way back then, and that it's 2021 and people are still they some people still have that mindset, but we're working towards like a better future for all of us to be together.
I mean, that is a great way to look at it. I have seen some with concerns, and those concerns very valid because while this is finally a federal holiday, it's a meme that's been passing along where someone has one large step over to make Juneteenth a holiday, skipping over stop police violence, voting rights, and a lot of things that are still not addressed today. I
Right.
mean, in regards to that, like, because some have concerns this holiday might not be as genuine. It's just a hey, here you go. See, we did something for you.
Yeah. I do see that side a little bit. I was just talking to one of my friends the other day, and she was kind of like, I don't really know. It's like not to like take ownership of the holiday, like it's our thing, but at the same time, like people should know about it and also celebrate it, but I can see like it's not genuine at all.
Okay. Well, to me, I mean, I support. I mean, I'm all for supporting all of you, and I mean, one like kind of the anything that will reach towards you. I mean, all of you being treated like human beings. Like I'm all for supporting that, and I feel like this is a step. Just that there is still so many Americans who are non-Black and just are glancing over, or they just don't know. They don't know what this holiday is, and they're still believing that America's great, like everything is grand, and they celebrate 4th of July, despite that recently, I mean, people are now starting to discover that the meaning behind the holiday might not be as true. But yeah, I mean, those are just things that I've been seeing. So I'm just hopeful. I don't want to think of the worst because I don't want the worst to happen to any of you.
Me
So
neither.
yeah. No, definitely. I mean, you're a very talented and beautiful cosplayer. I mean, looking at all, I mean, your Instagram, it went over 2,000 followers too. Or I mean, just in the follower, I mean, that's still quite a few people looking at your cosplays and all that.
Thank you.
What?
It's just like, 'cause I really started like just kind of like doing it for fun, and
Yeah.
then like it kind of, I don't really know when it like really popped off for me. Like, like I just keep going like one cosplay after another, and it's like it makes me feel good when people really like what I do, and or like I cosplay someone's favorite character and they're like, oh, you really brought someone to life for me, and I totally relate to that character, and it just makes me like feel warm and fuzzy inside, honestly.
Well, like even in your profile, you actually have or Wanda as like one of your cosplays you've done. I mean, you've done a variety of them from video games and all that, and anime. Well, I mean, how did you mention for fun? But like, what was the thing that made you say this is what I want to do, cosplay?
I had gone to WasabiCon here in Jacksonville, Florida, and I had met a couple of cosplayers, AKR Cos and Inspector Lemon cosplay as well. And just seeing them, like they were invited to come to the con to like show up and really just set up and let people take pictures with them. And like it's like almost like not like a money thing, but like if I want to make money and work or do something, it's going to be something that I want to do as well. So just watching them like grow, like how they grew their businesses and stuff and their following as well, like that's really what made it click in my brain, like this is what I want to do, like that's awesome to me.
So did you like start just I'm going to take photos at my house or at a location and do cosplay, or did you take that cosplay to, I mean, you mentioned going to cons. What has been like your first con experience in costume?
My first con experience was actually MegaCon, and the first year I went, I was Jigsaw, and that I remember
Oh.
specifically. I creeped so many people out. My brother had did my makeup because I was so young at the time. I literally didn't know what to do with makeup, and I kind of like took little stuff. It was almost like a closet cosplay, and just like with makeup and hair and stuff. But that was really what kicked it off for me, that I really wanted to like do more cosplay too.
So the motivation behind it was just scaring a bunch of people.
That
Some cosplayers like to do that. At a convention is the only place where you can creep someone out, because once you step outside of that, then the police will be at you. But hopefully
Exactly.
not.
You can no longer do that just on the street.
Oh my gosh. Like, I hope you're not at like a con where there's a convention center, but then you could venture outside of that. And you, like, you're just walking around on the streets or in a like a Starbucks as Jigsaw. Maybe some people like that. I don't know. You could be in costume. They might give you a discount.
Sometimes like when we go to MegaCon, there's a McDonald's right across the street. So like if we get hungry, we'll go over there because con food is just so expensive.
Oh,
But
yeah.
it's really funny to see like, like there's like a group of My Hero Academia cosplayers, and then there's like some other cosplayers too, like at a table. It's just really funny to see, all the cosplayers take over a space.
Did you dress up as Ronald McDonald at one point just for
No.
that? Oh, okay.
Maybe I should though.
It's possible. I mean, if you go on the line, there's even like the fast food universe. Someone like brought that up. That's really cool. So, I mean, you can get creative with that. That's just, and you mentioned doing that while you're really young, because I mean, according to on Instagram, you're 22, so you've been doing this in your teenage years. That's really awesome to just grow up with cosplay and conventions.
Yeah, definitely. My parents were not the most supportive of it at first. I thought it was kind of weird. Like, why do you want to dress up as this character? But, once I started to get into it more and like really started like building things with foam and stuff, and they realized that it was really cool, and it could take me places too. I've not co like not commissioned, but I've built a couple of things for friends and stuff too, and it's come out really good. So.
No, yeah, my parents were like that too. When I first got into a con, actually in my teenage years, they were afraid of myself. Actually, I don't know if I was a teenager, but yeah, they were like, Chase, I don't know. Like, if you're in a convention, I mean, it might not be safe. You might get stolen or get taken away, and nobody will ever find you again. See, you're more safe working at Walmart. Bull crud. No.
Is so funny.
Yeah, like at first couple of conventions I ever went to, I had to be chaperone until they eventually let me go travel to places or conventions by myself. And it's a beautiful thing when your parents just go like, okay, I don't understand this, but my kid really likes this and makes them happy. Let's just do that.
That's how when I first got my license and my car, like the first place I like thought of, I was like, oh, I can't wait to go to MegaCon by myself, just me and my best friend. Because usually like either my mom or my dad would go, and like recent years, my mom like she complained about going. And my dad likes it, but he gets really tired easily. So, me and my friend, we can stay there the whole day.
Oh yeah, Bringing my family to conventions was a mistake. That happened one time. That was embarrassing. I brought my 2-year-old niece and my sister. That whole convention experience drove her crazy. Yeah, but no, I get it. I mean, it's a thing that's mainly even for future gen, or I don't know. I mean, I think the love for conventions have been growing over the years. So,
I agree. Especially like being
yeah.
without them too. Like a lot of people have really missed them. Or some people planned to go last year and they couldn't. So now it's like everybody's like getting really excited and they're about to go all out for these conventions too. So it's like it's gonna be really cool.
Has there been, because you live in Florida, actually, has there been any conventions that have opened up big or small yet?
MegaCon is going on this year. I believe there was a Taku Fest earlier this year in Miami too.
Okay.
That which I didn't go. It got a lot of backlash because we were still like kind of in the middle of
Oh, yeah.
when things were really bad. But yeah, there's a lot of conventions that they said they were going to be open this year, and they still plan on being open. So, but they're taking like the I assume they're going to be taking like precautionary guidelines and stuff.
Well, that is good. I mean, best to go with something small, or I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen like new cases emerge from conventions that have happened, so I feel like they are taking everything safe. I don't know, but I'm going to convention. I mean, I'm hoping. I don't want to be that person to say I think we don't have to worry about it. I'll just say that the cases are going down, everything, but.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's interesting to be in Florida, because I mean, I've interviewed a few black cosplayers from the Miami or Tampa area, closer to, or not close, but a little bit to Universal and everything. How, I mean, how what is what's the experience, at least not the experience, but just the ecosystem like over there? Because I mean, people have varying degrees of how they feel at conventions. And some cosplayers I interview would t say that being at conventions is just the best part of their life. I mean, when they go to conventions, it's awesome. And when they're out of it, I mean, that's where all the not fun stuff happens. Let's just say that. But, and then some say that, yeah, I mean, I'm talking about discrimination, and hopefully you don't deal with that. But if so, I mean, yeah.
I haven't really dealt with a lot of discrimination from anyone. Even if I do, like I honestly just ignore it because I don't really have time for ignorance, and I try to keep all that negativity away from my little bubble. So
Yeah.
but even at conventions, like no one really says, oh, you can't cosplay that person because they're not black. But
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah, but have you dealt with it online, or are you thankfully avoid or avoiding that too?
I've dealt with like a couple of comments online,
Yeah.
but they haven't really, it's not like a whole lot or anything. Just like a couple of times they were like, oh, they're not black. And
Yeah.
it's you come right back with it. Well, they're not white either. They're Japanese. So, but it's just like, usually I just block it or just delete the comment.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad for that. I mean, everybody has a different reaction for how they deal with all this, but I mean, the fact that you're staying happy with yourself, I mean, that at least that you're enjoying life, that's what matters, if that is the case. But yeah, it and I mean, the fact that you're able to just grow up with it, but then at the age of around 20 to 21, that's when not having to deal with it, or not have or being able to go to conventions, and I mean, what has been your substitute?
Honestly, just going out to like a downtown area in my cosplay and taking pictures, that's how I really get good shots. Like my Miles Morales cosplay, I was on top of a parking garage. It was super windy up there, but it did great for pictures because it was like getting like a whole movie effect and stuff. Yeah, me and my best friend, we go all the time. We take each other's pictures. So
Yeah, I know, that's very sweet. I mean, I like some of the location. I mean, some of the times that you cosplay, it's been out of locations, like in almost like a, well, I didn't say picnic, but out in a field or something. Like, I mean, do you, what's kind of like your favorite part about cosplay modeling?
My favorite part, probably the like if I'm building something, like definitely the progress that I'm doing, even just doing my makeup too. Like I get really excited when I get an idea in my head and I go, you know, if I look at a character, I'm like, oh, I can really like incorporate that into my makeup, or you know, make like a tiny little detail on my costume as well too, which would be, you know, just makes me happy, like, you know, doing little details. And then when people notice it too, they're like, oh, that's that one thing. And I'm like, yeah. So that it gets me really excited.
Yeah, I mean, seeing things that you've done from Naruto to Mortal Kombat, and actually, even though this isn't cosplay related, I even like this photo of you. This is a recent thing that you took.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, or not took, someone took of you, because yeah, you're in like a beautiful dress like that is just covering the stairs. I'm sure. I mean, those types of moments in life, even if they're not cosplay related, I bet that was probably an incredible experience.
Yeah, even that, like it was a Harry Potter styled wedding photo shoot. So they had everybody kind of inspired by like different characters and stuff. And you know, they had me inspired by the Phoenix, which was really cool. And I was able to do my own makeup, and I felt really good, like, you know, not needing a makeup artist when I got there. But yeah, like that moment, like it just felt really good because it wasn't cosplay, but at the same time, I still felt like I was because I was portraying a certain character too.
Well, like I didn't even notice that first. I just looked at that as like, wow, you just look amazing. Like that is I mean, such like almost like an artsy level photo. Just whoever
Yeah.
even took that of you, that I mean that's something to like put on your wall, go like, look how pretty I am. Like I have a dress that covers up the stairs. People
It's
probably trip, but that's okay.
very mansion like portrait.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just seems like all in all, you're just having like the best life, and I'm
Yeah.
just very happy for you. And besides cosplay, I mean, being a makeup artist, I mean, that definitely that's something that contributes to your costumes, seeing from your photos.
Definitely.
I mean, how does those two work together for you?
Cosplay and makeup.
Yeah.
Those they honestly just go hand in hand because like for example, my Mirko cosplay, it I had learned to like block my brows because I went to school for makeup. So they taught us how to like do bald caps and like how to do no brows and stuff. So that way it made me really excited because I was like, oh, I can just like completely take my real eyebrow away and then put the white over top because she's, you know, she's got white hair. But that really, you know, it gets me really excited when I can really take little like facial features from characters and put those onto my own face, basically.
Now, some of your characters are of superhero, like for example, Miles Morales is one, which I mean, and again, just looking beautiful, like that Miles Morales. I mean, even where you're shooting at that, it almost seems like that comes straight out of the comic. Even though I mean, this obviously taking place in a convention, but like the middle one. You see like a building in the back. I mean, you could just make your own conclusion as to what, but with those types of characters, some cosplayers even go into the comic filter or the like, even for anime characters, the manga. Like, have you tried different outlines to make yourself look like a popping like graphic novel character?
I haven't really tried any of those filters yet. Like I'm still kind of learning my way with editing, and I really want to learn Photoshop a little bit too, so I can add better effects because I'm just kind of doing it on my phone. But yeah, like I really want to get into like trying to do that, and even like I could even do that with makeup too, like little pop art makeup too. Like it's kind of like when people do Borderlands cosplay and they do the lines
Yeah.
where all the face stuff is and stuff. Like that would be a way I could do that too.
Okay. I mean, it's your cosplay, so do what, well, yeah, I mean, that's your, no one could tell you not how to cosplay. I mean, there mm-hmm. better not be cosplay besides the trolls on the internet. Like no one's saying, no, this is not,
right.
Sorry, this is not how Miles and Morales looks like. Excuse right. me. Excuse me, miss.
Yeah, they'd be getting with the comeback right quick. Like
now, one highlight that you add on to when people look you up on social media mm-hmm. is a Twitch streamer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those who don't know, what exactly is your Twitch channel about?
My Twitch, I honestly haven't used it in a while because I don't have my camera. But when I stream, I'm usually streaming Overwatch or maybe Apex. I think the last time I streamed, I did Death Stranding, which I love that game. It's so good. But yeah, mostly just video games. I think maybe I'll try to do like some cosplay, like work in progress stuff too, just to break it up as well.
Yeah, I mean, I would encourage it. This really how talented you are. That's another thing you could do. I mean, again, do what helps you, what you feel most comfortable, what you feel entertained by. I mean, even with Instagram Live and all that, I mean, there's many ways to express yourself. So if this is something that you want to explore again, just for, if someone were to just randomly stumble upon your Instagram and then they see Twitch streamer, they're like, oh, I want to see your Twitch streams. So if that's something you plan on bringing back up, or is that something you're just kind of done with? It's totally up to you.
Yeah, I definitely do want to start doing it again, because when I did, I really enjoyed it. I just need to get my setup right and, you know, just really make a set schedule for myself. I think that was also one of the one of the reasons why like I kind of stopped, because I was in such a weird schedule with my job. So I didn't really have like a set time to really stream or anything.
Does your job at all relate to the things that you love doing, like with makeup art and costume design?
Yeah, definitely. I work at the MAC Cosmetics in Disney Springs. So that one, you know, definitely I'm surrounded by makeup all day. We actually just started being able to swatch makeup on people too, and we're getting ready to do appointments again as well. So that's really exciting.
Do at your work, do people know about your cosplays?
Yeah, for sure. They, you know, like whenever I post something, they're all like, you know, like not a lot of the girls are knowledgeable of like anime or you know, Marvel stuff and all that. So like when they see it, like, and I'll show them the picture of who I cosplay, they're like, oh, that looks just like that. So they get, you know, they get really excited, even though they don't really know what it is. But like they makes me feel good that they like that too.
Do they go like, yeah, or do you have like a day where they all decide to dress up in costume? I mean, Halloween, for example, or is there like some occasion where, I mean, I wouldn't even say cosplay wherever. I mean, whether or not the jigsaw cosplay is going to work at just any random place you go into. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't recommend going to Walmart as a jigsaw.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think I could really walk in there looking like jigsaw.
No. I mean, that's a very conservative story. They like their guy. Don't go there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I mean, has there been like just a random business that says, you know, cosplay day or makeup day? Like anywhere outside of the con scene where they're just encouraging you to dress up?
Yeah, we have, sometimes we have little theme days depending on, like collections and stuff that come out. Like we did a Maleficent, theme day when the Mistress of Evil movie came out. And we also did a Cruella theme day, like kind of low key because they didn't really want to bring attention that she kills puppies. So we all had like, you know, like we played up our eye makeup because we have to wear masks. So like we did eye makeup and stuff. And then we like wore the red and the black and the white too, which was fun.
Yeah. Are you talking about the new Maleficent? Not the Maleficent. The yeah. Are you talking the about Maleficent? Cruella. Yeah. Cruella. Okay. Because mm-hmm. I don't know if she did kill puppies, but.
Have you watched it?
Yeah, I did. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. So she, I don't really want to spoil it though.
Okay. All right. Well, you don't have to. I mean, right now it's $30 on Disney
Plus.
They
tried to do away with that. Yeah. That vision. And it's a totally different story. So
yeah, we have to sell things to the kids. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Spartan kicking like a woman at like those. Yeah. Anyway, I had a review on it. I was not crazy about that movie, but I mean, people love it. That's fine. Yeah.
Emma Stone did a lot better than what I thought she would, but like there were some plot holes in it, and I was like, oh, okay, but. I mean, overall, it was a good live action Cruella movie, I think.
Well, that's another thing. Like when you're watching these, because I think another thing I was kind of disappointed with on that, and I don't know, because you, I mean, you being into geek culture, like I mean, a lot of cosplayers are, and you dressing up as these characters. I think another thing is that. I mean, I think everybody wants to see themselves represented in fictional stories and in these characters that they work so hard to make costumes out of. And anime is slowly getting into that of adding in black characters and everything. Right. Yeah, or Funimation is embracing black cosplayers, and there's a lot of like fan art, especially with Naruto. That's been going on a lot recently.
Mm-hmm.
Now. With that movie, because I my co-host, who is you know, a beautiful, amazing friend, and just an all-around incredible human being, and who just so happens to be a black woman, she really loves that movie. But my whole thing is that in that film, they also did a race swap for the two original characters of the old 101 Dalmatians.
Mm-hmm.
They were kind of like in the background, like they didn't really give them much to do, and I guess maybe it's because they're trying to set that up for a sequel. I mean, when you watch these movies, especially like big budget blockbusters, like how do you as a cosplayer feel when you're looking at that and with all this in mind?
I mean, like for the Cruella movie example, I was actually happy that they did a race swap. Yeah. I do agree that they kind of did push them back a little bit, but I mean, the way they did that, they are going to probably do a second one or actually do like 101 Dalmatians.
They are doing a second one. That is true. So, they announced it maybe. Already? Yeah, they already, they announced it. Apparently, that was success. I was like, all right, that was quick. Okay, Cruella 2 is happening. All right. Okay.
That's awesome. Right. But yeah, like I don't know how to say. Like, I think that they are happy that they are kind of like, you know, bringing more black people into the movies and stuff. And like, or any other race, honestly. But yeah, I think it'd be great to see more like people in the forefront rather than just supporting characters.
Yeah, I mean that I hope, and I mean I feel like over time, even if it's taking maybe longer than needed for all those things to happen,
mm-hmm.
I feel like there will be a point where something's going to catch up, or not catch up, but something is going to adapt.
Right.
I wish it. Things didn't take this long, but you know, I guess one step at a time. But yeah. I just felt like that's probably interesting that even when somebody cosplays that, because I mean that's been a big thing going on the internet, as me even mentioned a little bit about cosplayers getting these random trolls coming in telling them that character is not black. So
yeah.
I'm curious, like, how, when they love and dress up these characters, like, when watching this, like, what is it that they really want out of a movie or anime or game they experience when dressing up these characters. And I mean, you know, I didn't hope they get everything. And, you know, again, I think progression one step at a time. But I mean, you bring up really good points about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just really proud of you. Just almost 3,000. And I mean, people loving your costumes. You're kind of, even if you might not think of yourself as a big deal, there's there's a lot of people who love you.
Yeah.
And not just like on Instagram, but like even on Twitter, you actually have quite a few followers. Like people, it's something you did, woman. I don't know what it is you did, but something you did got them to be like, oh man, this to Sundre. I want ever. Okay, now I'm starting to be like,
yeah. I feel like now that I'm thinking about it, I think it was my Wanda cosplay, because I had posted like a little sneak peek before the finale, I think, and then that got like, it got a lot of traction, and then I posted like the whole picture, and it went, I wouldn't say viral, but it went like, it got like a lot of attention on that one too. So I think that's where all that came from. But it just, you know, that one was like a really exciting one for me, because I really was into the show, and watching her in the Avengers too, I almost found like a newfound love for Scarlet Witch too.
Yeah. And you look great at it. I mean, that's a, and now with the new show being out and like her main costume being revealed, which is similar to how originally was, but I mean, with those, I guess some different differences, have you like looked at the finale of WandaVision? Like, I'm going to remake this costume, like, my version, but also to also resemble at the end of that, because I mean, before that, WandaVision costume was just red and almost like you could make it out of anything, and now it's got metal, or like it's dark red, it's got metal, it's got some it's other
leathery, and
like
I actually really liked how they kind of changed it. It was like because you know, like back then in the comics, it was kind of like, oh, sexy female superhero, and it's like now it's like, you know, it's like girl boss energy. And I really love how they like changed her headdress to like with the really intricate details too, so I really want to try to make that as well too.
Hey, if that's what got you all these followers, let me get on that.
Time for a revamp, right?
You know, I didn't even want to bring up the term sexy, but then looking at on your link tree, there is one more big thing that you've got here, and that is OnlyFans.
Yes.
I mean, how do you feel about having OnlyFans?
I like it. I mean, okay. I can kind of, I mean, I'm not even going to lie. I know some of my followers, I mean, most of my followers kind of are men. It's a very unfair ratio between men and women when I look at who follows me. but I know like some people would love to see that side of me. So, you know, it's just like another creative outlet basically. So it's fun. I like it. Get a lot of good feedback there too. So,
well, that, I mean, that's most important. Cause I mean, if you, I mean, if you're just doing it just to get a bunch of horny men on you, I mean, women don't go there. It's a dark place.
It's kind of just like a little fun thing for me to do, especially like if I don't want to do a lot of like something that's more cosplay driven. I mean, I still put like cosplay stuff on there too, but it's more so exclusive stuff on there that you wouldn't really see on my page, or would be able to see on my page too.
I mean, like, I just find that just awesome that, I mean, you're able to, I mean, anything you put into, I think anything is probably a lot of work. I don't imagine any of this, or maybe it is, cause I don't know. I forgot where it was, and I don't think it was OnlyFans, but someone had a Patreon where like for $45 a month, you get to look at pictures of this person like cupcakes. And I was like,
Oh.
okay, I don't know how that's going to sell, but it did. Some people subscribe. I was
Yeah.
like, okay, no king shame. Again,
Right.
that's something I've learned over the years. Do
Yeah,
not
like
king shame
that's all
people.
you. That's good.
Yeah. Or
That
maybe
is.
that's ideas. I don't know. I mean, people have
Yeah.
OnlyFans. Is there a cupcake kink?
I mean, I haven't come across
Okay.
it. I mean, if that's what gets people going, I'll lick a cupcake.
All right. Woman, all right, stop. Okay. I brought this on myself walking in. I want to promote everything that you got here, but so I have to even
It
OnlyFans.
stops at
All right.
cupcakes.
Well, I mean, it could go deeper, but I don't think we want to.
Right.
Yeah. So what is probably next for you? Because I mean, this is Juneteenth, but again, the middle of June, summer's here, fall, winter, there's still quite a bit of 2021 left.
Let's see. Like as far as cosplay or just like life goals?
Well, I mean, what the goal that you really want to achieve, that could be with cosplay, that could be with any sort of creative or just life goals. Like, I mean, you are owning a decent, like a following on social media. I mean, people are probably going to want to tune in to what you have going on.
Yeah, I think my next cosplay is oh God, I ha actually have three next cosplays in the works. I'm gonna do a Loki cosplay to really promote the new series. I haven't watched it yet, but I've
Okay.
seen the trailer and it looks really good. And then I have I'm gonna do an Among Us cosplay as well because they just did the update. There's 15
Oh.
players now, and there's more colors and a new
Yeah.
what's it called? A new map. So I love that game. I'm obsessed with that game. And then I have Inosuke from Demon Slayer as well too.
Okay. I would recommend watching Loki before even making the costume because there are some things in that show that are kind of different than what you would see Loki normally. I mean, just given what happens in the story, but I mean, up to you. Make the costume that you love to make. That's the most important.
I have his big gigantic helmet. I
Yeah.
think the first time that he was introduced. So I'm gonna try to incorporate some things from the show and from all of the movies he's been into, and kind of like make my own little cosplay.
Yeah, well, you also have Black Widow, so that I mean, you got lots of
Yes.
Marvel things to do it. So, I mean, I'm just really excited for you, and I mean, I'm looking forward to everything you got going on, Miss. You are a champ with like all the talent you have, and even at this age, because I mean, think about it, people progress differently. So to think that you hitting 22 with almost 3,000 followers. That is an achievement because that's like, well, you have a whole life ahead of you. And in that life, that could be ultimately, you could be a cosplay guest or something. I don't know. I mean, so you could be the person that you always want to be. And you're getting, excuse me, get in there. Sorry, I got the peppers.
No, you're good.
The Dr. Peppers.
Dr. Pepper is so good.
Hey, you cosplay as the Dr. Pepper guy, whatever his
Exactly,
name is.
exactly.
Mr. Sweet or Mr. Sweet. I forgot his name, but
Little
he's
Sweet,
in
it's
the
Little
Little
Sweet.
Sweet, Little Sweet. There we
Yes.
go. I gotta
He's
name him
so
Mr.
cute.
Sweet.
He's like this big. True.
Or that could be an OnlyFans content.
I mean, hey.
I don't know. But oh my gosh, no, that is, okay. Now I don't even want to think about. Well, okay, no kink shaming. Okay, I shouldn't go there. Anyway. Yeah, Miss, you are just such a delight. I mean, just you are an amazing human being with a big heart, and I just so blessed to have speaking with you this cold noon.
Thank
So
you.
yeah, of course. Where do people follow you
Sorry?
on social media? Not in
Oh, okay.
person. I don't know what you're thinking, lady.
I was like, wait, what do you mean? Like on the
Oh my gosh, some of you are okay. That's
street?
Well, the first time this happened, I think it was with Afro Cocoa Puffs, right? And she's gotten popular now. So, I mean, again, you never know. But when I interviewed her before anyone knew about her, and right as we ended, I was like, okay, where do people find you? What do you mean? I was like, woman, your social media, who are you on Instagram? Oh, I thought you meant like my apartment. I was like, holy crud.
At home, like, but yeah, I'm Sundere on almost everything. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Reddit. I'm not really on Reddit, but you can find some of my stuff on there too. OnlyFans as well too. So everything's the same.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So why not Reddit? Like, what?
I just haven't really gotten onto it yet. Like, it's like, maybe I'll go on there if I click a link, if I'm looking something up, like on Google, but I haven't really gotten the chance to really dig into it and really see if it works for me yet.
Well, I could say that with Reddit, it depends on where you go. I mean, mm-hmm. there's going to be subreddits that will actually help you much further as a cosplayer, and then there's gonna be subreddits that'll either be toxic or extremely creepy. So I mean, go with your own knowledge, I should say. Yeah. Looking things up,
like,
and everything.
Reddit is almost the new Tumblr right now too, because I don't feel like anyone uses Tumblr anymore.
Yeah, what the heck is Tumblr? I don't know.
Tumblr was like the next MySpace, and like no one even knows what MySpace is anymore.
No, people go on MySpace, they get nostalgic.
Do they still use MySpace?
Occasionally, some people use MySpace. I know people sign in their old MySpace, like, oh, I remember when MySpace was here. Love MySpace. So,
those were the days with MySpace. I don't even remember what mine was.
I didn't have it. So, I mean, I'm autistic. I learn social cues slow, so I don't really go on my I don't have MySpace. I don't even know. I'm surprised that site still exists, that they're even the business hasn't gone
right, that it's still there.
Yeah. Maybe nobody just bought the domain. I don't know, something's weird with that,
right?
But you can find this on Pondspress, which is available on all podcast listening platforms of your choice. I mean, Spotify, Anchor, you name it, we're on there. Apple Podcasts, all that. Facebook.com/Pondstress, Instagram.com/Pondstress. I'm on Twitter at CSpawn64. Also, like to put video clips up of said interview to go on Insta Reels and TikTok, both under Pondstress. And join the Discord, all aboard the Discord. We have movie watch nights and stream game reveals when they go live and all that. So all the except E3 was boring as heck, but so I mean, besides that.
yeah
well, hopefully you didn't tune in everything. I did, gosh darn it, that was a waste of my whole weekend.
Yeah, it was not the most eventful.
No, but I hope you have the rest of the day, and I'll talk to you later, miss, because I want to keep supporting you. You're amazing.
Yes, thank you so much, and I'll definitely keep up with you as well too.
Yeah, talk to you later.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.